Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Guys, welcome to another. That's right, baby. We're still fucking here. Another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Peg the Stallion, a.k.a. That Bitch.
Hi, everybody. I'm Weezy. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're joined by another podcast called 25 and Over.
That's right.
And
ooh, it's giving senior citizens. It's giving millennials
1900s. We've got Renee and Billy in the building.
Hey, now,
tell us what your podcast is about, and you better not say everything.
No, of course not. Our podcast is about life after 25, if it's different. So we talk about relationships, mental health. Anxiety is a bitch nowadays. Dating, there's pee in the dating pool, and then we talk
it's acid. Yeah, actually,
acid.
It's no longer piss. It's Adam Brown peed in it.
And then we just talk. I'm not gonna say everything, but we just talk about life hitting different after 25. Like, you need healthcare for real, like,
right?
And jobs ain't paying enough, you know. I get a good paycheck, but I got bad spending habits.
So what's y'all's dynamic? How do you know each other?
We've been friends for over 10 years.
Really?
We met in the fast food industry as little scoundrels in the...
What was this? What fast food place?
McDonald's.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear.
How much were you getting paid?
At that time, when I started at like 725.
Wow.
I was at 725.
I'm so happy they're getting 15 now, bro. That job is...
Shoot, I'll go back.
Wow. So...
And we met because one day I was at the coffee station. She was in the kitchen, and then I'm in love with Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter. So I was like, "Remember those walls I built?" And she was like, "Well, baby, that's something down." So we looked up, couldn't even put up a fight, and it was magic from there.
That's my best friend Vinny's favorite song is Halo.
That's crazy.
That's his karaoke hit. So. Yeah. Tell us your age and your sexual orientation.
Oh, I am 34 years old. And my sexual orientation is I'm heterosexual.
Okay.
Boring. No, sorry.
I just turned a big 30 and I'm trisexual. I'm willing to try everything.
Okay.
But now I'm just honestly gay.
Have you tried pussy?
I did a long time, but I don't really remember it. But I did tell her recently, like, I want to try it again. And she gave me some tips. So I don't want to try it. I just want to eat pussy again.
You
just
want to eat it.
Yeah. Because if I can eat ass, I can eat pussy.
I agree.
I actually agree.
Eating ass, eating pussy, same thing.
It is absolutely.
I mean, it's not the same thing.
I mean, they're right it's there, bro.
But you don't need skill to eat ass. You need skill to eat a pussy.
You do need skill to eat ass.
You definitely need skill to eat ass.
But also, when you shit, you still gotta wipe your pussy and your ass. They right there.
They're neighbors.
Yeah, because you pissed and you shit. Regardless, you got to wipe both.
That should be wiped by
so to me, if you go eat ass, you may as well eat pussy.
What does that have to do with eating a pussy?
If you eat ass, you may as well go ahead and eat pussy too.
Okay, so
and vice versa.
What were the tips you gave him?
I told him he has to know how to gyrate his like finger and tongue at the same time and get a little
gyrate.
Yes or no?
Gyrate. That's giving 44
years
old.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Only because not every girl likes to be fingered.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of girls
they
that
ask
don't,
for fingers. That's fair.
They ask for them, but don't. So now don't listen to her.
How about good it was?
Your mouth,
she said, you go guys, like this.
You do have like.
You know?
That's my move of preference.
But she said, you gotta.
I don't know. You're not a gold star gay, but I want to know, do y'all have the same type in men?
We like a nigga that put a gun on the table.
Oh my God. How do we get here?
Because something about that gun that make you feel more like.
Maybe I was just.
I mean, not necessarily a gangbanger, but just like a guy that, I don't know, something about.
We live in New York. It's illegal. What are y'all talking about?
It's illegal.
So it makes you more excited.
I'm loaded.
What is it in Jersey? Isn't the illegal part the fun?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See?
No.
Stop being bored.
Then you look over to the dresser or the side table, you just see it.
I like RT niggas and good niggas. There's no in between. I'm sorry. I just said I would love to voice the first 48. And niggas with guns is how she was just a casualty in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's what, no.
No, I wasn't at the wrong, I mean, whatever.
You know, not yet.
But something about it makes me feel safe when they have to like take their shit off and they put out the weed, they put the car keys, they put the gun down.
Yeah, certain chill.
That's exactly when you take their clothes off. Right, and go like this.
So your dick jump and your pussy throb for a gun.
So y'all have the same type. Now, I'm assuming you two have never had sex, but curious. If you have like a celebrity crush, since you have the same type, would you be willing to have a threesome to fuck him?
No, I want the nigga to myself.
Really? I was just about to let you join in. I'll watch.
So Vinny swears we are going to have a threesome one day, and I really don't think we will.
With who?
Not like we want to fuck together or fuck each other, but like sometimes when we're out and about, niggas be flirting with us, and it's weird. But also, what if we both really want him bad?
You could always just run a train and take turns.
That's kind of how our threesome.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
We can't.
But then that's not a threesome. That's you fuck him and then you leave and then Vinny comes.
Look, it's the closest we can.
I would do that. I would do that.
Like, okay.
If, I mean, I've done it with friends in the past before.
With like, women?
Oh, not with you. No,
I was like, I was there.
And it happened in the workplace. And the nigga, he was going with this girl.
Hold on.
Oh,
I understand.
I remember.
Office. Is like the episode of today, and it's because you are such a workplace hoe. We're gonna have to skip back.
Yeah, we're gonna have to come back there. We're gonna come back.
What the fuck are you talking about? What?
We're gonna come back to it. We're gonna come back.
You said in there. Was you fucking niggas at McDonald's?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. No, at McDonald's, they put me.
At the bottom of the goddamn totem pole.
Why do you think the food from the drive-thru takes so long?
They called me UPS because there was one nigga, he was dropping his boyfriend off. And when he dropped his boyfriend off on the overnight shift, I would leave with his boyfriend. So they call him UPS, pick up, drop off.
And we used to have a manager that made the schedule. So we always made sure Billy got his turn with the guy. So we made sure the other guy worked in the day. Billy worked at night and Billy got his turn because this is my friend.
Hold on. Y'all made the schedule according to when you could get his nigga's dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now I don't do that in my workplace. But
he says, that's, I've grown up.
That's what you do.
No, it's not. It's not.
Did he ever find out?
No. I mean.
Well, if he listens to this.
Right.
Didn't he?
I mean, he probably did because he does watch our podcast. And I'd be like, when I was in.
Oh.
But it happened. Your man shouldn't have been cheating on you.
This is
right,
not Mandy's fucking mantra. What they gotta do to me? Okay.
Nothing.
Let me jump into this vanilla shit because Jesus Christ. There is a man, and Eden actually found this. It says, there is a man who says his 18.9-inch penis is a disability that forces him to live off of food banks.
No way, bro.
Literally, it has stopped him from working. His dick is so big that he's claimed the man size, I mean, the size of his manhood is genuinely a real disability. He's 54 years old in Saltillo, Mexico. He's turned down a size reduction.
Damn, so wait, is his dick the same height as him? I'm just saying.
Are you implying that he's short?
Wait, okay, half his size.
I'm trying to visualize what it is.
No?
Where is that going?
Oh, because it's like a foot long.
You know, and 12 inches is a foot, right?
And we just went to a foot.
You just said that a man was 2 feet.
Close? I be feeling tall in Mexico.
Okay, he made headlines in 2015 after there was a video of him weighing his dick to prove its authenticity.
Right.
His half a meter penis smashed the world record with an American actor's dick who was Jonah Falcon, whose dick was 9.5 inches flaccid, 13.5 when erect. So he said, I'm famous because I have the biggest dick in the world. And that's basically why he doesn't want to get a reduction. I've seen him before, this guy.
I thought we talked about
you see the dick print?
We've talked about him before.
I always thought it was fake. I always saw that.
I'm happy with my penis. I know nobody has the size I have. I would love to be in the Guinness World Book of Record, but they don't recognize this kind of record. But despite his pride, we have advised him the best thing for you is to have a normal shaped penis so it doesn't hurt you in order to have children, in order to have sexual relationships. But he doesn't accept it.
Yeah, because he's a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
He Latino culture. Whoever has the bigger penis is more macho. This is a quotation, okay?
You see it in this.
He also is saying
that's today, more like human, right?
He's saying okay, so they say it's something that makes him different, so obviously he feels special. Doctors have been able to offer insight. They said he's been stretching his penis with weights. That's what they believe. He was obsessed with his penis length. Nice. Mm. He began his enlargement as a teenager, wrapping bands, weights, trying to stretch it. So in the X-ray, when you look at his penis, basically it's
skin.
Right. Ooh. So it's causing a number of health problems, urinary tract infection, because he has foreskin that's so fucking long. Sometimes he has to wrap his dick in bandages. He's also unable to sleep chest down. He has to put his dick on its own pillow. Or it's a fucking...
Why? Bro, it's 2 years later.
Yeah.
So, pillow!
No, on his own pillow.
On his own pillow.
He can never penetrate anybody because his dick is too thick.
I know, that's why I say he a bottom.
He also can't fit condoms. He said he did attempt to have sex twice, but the first woman backed out and the other had to stop because it was too painful. So yes, he does have a disability. He can't wear a uniform like anybody at companies. He can't get on his knees. He can't run fast. And so... His dick's too big, basically.
So what, he just want a handicap sticker? What is, like, why is he sharing this disability with
him? He gets benefits.
An adult company offered to pay him to have a reduction, but his goal is to meet the right person that can take his dick and launch him as a porn star. He says he wants to go back to the USA and live his life over there. 90 Day Fiance, bitch. If he was cuter, I'd do it.
Think you could take an 18-inch dick?
She likes to feel full. Like this?
No, I just want to take the head.
It's not.
There's nothing up there.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Skin.
Because you're not feeling. Ew.
You know how much blood it probably takes for him to.
He says they're also more liberal in the States, so he feels like he could live a better life there. So, like, here's the trippy part about it to me.
All of it.
When he got to the disability clinic, and he had to put his dick down with his leg, were they just like,
"My dick is too big"?
I think it's too big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have taken the reduction.
Both of y'all with this accent.
But at least he can make it. It's not problematic for me. It is. So speaking of big dicks. I think we should make that your hors d'oeuvre this week.
Okay.
We want y'all to give us a tip on taking big dicks or not taking them. Also, do you have a big dick?
I have a medium average size.
Are you a top?
I'm now a verse. I promoted myself to a verse.
You're promoted?
I used to be Billy the Bottom, but I get myself Billy the Verse.
Not Billy the Bottom.
Because as you get older, you know, I'm tired of prepping the booty hole all the time. My booty hole's clean, but I'm tired of squirting water up there, jumping up and down.
No, it's a lot of work.
It's a job.
Being that you have a medium dick, do you find it easier to...
I don't like that saying medium dick.
You said it.
That sounds good.
You did say it.
It's not average size.
Do niggas let you fuck them easier because you're like, it's not...
Yeah.
Then you got a melee.
So it's more fun.
Medium large. Melee.
Not back to McDonald's.
It's not giving medium, it's giving melee.
Marge.
Medium.
Do you have a tip for taking a big dick?
I don't really have a tip. I just do it like a pro.
Yeah. That's right.
I just breathe in.
And breathe out. Breathe.
And I'll say, Lord, please be with me.
You said you talk to God during sex?
It's Sky Daddy.
I'm sorry?
Wait. Oh, God.
No.
Oh
God.
You be, do you yell out
everybody
Sky
says,
Daddy?
No,
oh
not God.
You be like, Sky Daddy, oh my God.
Everybody says, oh my God. But I just
I
be like,
say, oh my. I don't like, yeah, mind it.
Like, God, please be with me. If it's a big dick, like, Pastor Torres got a big dick.
Yeah, you told
me. Who? Pastor?
Yeah.
No, I call him Pastor
Torres.
No, no.
You gotta give us a tag.
His name was Torres, but I call him Pastor Torres because the relationship, all he did was yell at me and ask for money. So he's a pastor now. I can't be with that no more.
Yo!
That is
hilarious.
That is one of the best things I've ever heard. How much money would he ask you for? Was it like a lot or
was
like $20?
Broke. The dick was good if you gave him all money.
Yes. No, he was broke. And I just got in trouble for saying something about him. I said unemployed Floyd on the show. He didn't like that. So, but he was broke. Like, I got tired. She called me a trick and I don't like that. I got tired of finding him out. I got tired of him bringing him here and there. And I'm not a trick. I just love a lot. And I just like, I'm a Virgo.
Flying him out is exhausting. What airline would you put him on?
Oh, we don't do Spirit or nothing. So we definitely do Delta and we do American.
Ooh, okay. That was really nice of you.
All the time is very nice.
Wait, and you didn't do basic economy? Did you put him in the main cabin?
No. Okay. Yeah, basic. Okay. Right. Well, he lives here. He was one of my employees a long time. No.
Here we go.
So you know how much money he was making.
Oh, no, we're going to get to this. Okay, even if it's not a big dick tip, tell us your sex tip.
My sex tip? I did have a big dick tip.
Oh, give it to us.
Women shouldn't shy away from lube. If it's like a really huge penis, use lube.
Right.
I don't want to sit there and have it be a painful experience. I want to enjoy myself.
Do a lot of niggas want to put their dick in your titties?
Yes.
It's just like, it doesn't really happen to me often, but I feel like, how often for you? 9 out of 10?
Probably 9 out of 10. It's like always.
Because for example, one of my homegirls recently told me that all these dudes want to titty fuck her. And she was like, niggas be mad into it. And I'm like, no, they don't. I'm like, oh.
I mean.
Maybe they're just not into titty fucking me. Right. But also, like, mine aren't small. I mean, shit, they're not even mine. But I feel like if you got titties like yours, mm-hmm. have you ever wanted a reduction?
Yes, I'm like, and have about to do it in probably next 2 months.
Congrats. And have men like told you like they wouldn't be into you or things like that?
Yeah, like the guy I'm dating now, he's like, absolutely not. I hate, don't do that. I love it the way it is. Like,
fuck you. You ain't gonna give me a back brace.
Yeah. Like, dudes are so fucking selfish.
Yeah, they are. Because it's my fault because we had did too many titty tricks and now he just can't live without them.
Well, like, can you share some titty tricks?
Oh, so like,
yeah, yeah.
Guys, you spit on them? You like, and then it's like,
oh,
so I'm like laying on, like, you know, like when a guy straddles your chest.
I don't have a titty.
He's like, actually, they're like straddling your chest. Right, and it's like, it's going right up there and it's like,
he doesn't have these.
Yeah.
No.
So do niggas titty fuck you a lot?
No.
No, this is a you thing.
Yeah, it's a you thing.
Everybody is going like, clicker. You need to click on the YouTube.
Because really. I know you give the best head.
I do.
So, you know, so proclaim, right?
Oh.
No, it's no shade. Because I need advice.
Honestly, I think, shit, the last dick I sucked when he told me how great I was after, I almost wanted to ask him what I was doing. But I realized a few things. One, niggas love how much noise I make when I'm sucking dick. Mm-hmm. I noticed that. Like, I moan a lot. BDD always be talking about that shit. He'd be like, you be moaning when you suck my dick. And I'd be like, I'm going to do that with everybody. But also, this dude in particular, I just think he wasn't used to someone understanding what to do with their hands. And I don't just use my hands on some twisty grip shit. Like, I use my fingers for pressure on dick. Mm-hmm. And also, with the spit, I always let them watch me spit. And I think a lot of chicks like might just like spit on it, but I like make it really exaggerated. Mm. And it's a passion of mine.
Visuals are really important.
Yeah. The way you just
said I thought you were asking me. Like,
No.
It's really a passion of mine.
But like, it's a big dick, because I feel like as I got older, I can't go all the way to the base no more.
With big dick, I just make as much effort as I can to like go up and down the shaft so that the bottom of their dick isn't forgotten. Because I think what a lot of people do with big dicks is they just keep sucking the top or half the top and then jerking it off. Like, no, I'll let them feel my tongue and I'll like go up and down with my mouth. Like, it's kind of exhausting to do, but like, you know, I enjoy it a lot.
I feel like I got a master class just now.
Also, if you get on, let a dude like stand up, or like if you're on your knees, the dick can hit them in a different way, because most people are used to he lays on the bed and you're hunched over. But if they stand up, sometimes it allows for more blood flow. So like you're actually sucking a dick like straight instead of you crunched over, so you can take more dick.
And there's in terms like if you really want to make it sloppy too, like a lot of times, right, we have sex after drinking. Mm-hmm. Our mouths aren't as wet as we want them to be.
Right.
There's actually mints that create saliva in your mouth too. I just bought them, and this nigga I was with thought they were just mints.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, no, you took dick sucking mints. Yeah.
Oh,
just so you know.
I never had them.
Yeah. If you guys are interested, I'll take a picture and at least put the type that I got. I got them from Hollywood Hustler, and I'll write the name of them on our Patreon. If you join us on Patreon, it's patreon.com/horrible decisions.
Dick sucking mints.
They're dick sucking mints, and what they do is literally you put them in. They don't create like any popping sensation, but they literally make your mouth like you just are drooling.
Yeah, you're just fucking
and they taste good. Crazy. I have the watermelon kind.
But also, it's not that easy to salivate, especially if like you've been out smoking and doing
or drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, when I sucked Dreamville dude dick and he texted me the next day and was like, yo, that was like the best head I ever had, I realized, because we had waited so long to have sex, I sucked his dick crazy. And the only thing that I did was really crazy was like, I just didn't really take breaks. I was breathing through my nose a lot. And even if I like went up, like I made sure my hand was doing something. I wasn't lazy.
Dedication is crazy.
That too was like.
But also men know when you're enjoying sucking the dick and you're not.
See, I was going to do the numbing cream, but I learned from you.
No.
When you, and I wanted to do it. And it just like happened. I saw that episode. I said, oh, don't fuck the numbing cream.
I want y'all to like hear this audio. I can't even show you the picture because it looks so bad.
The numbing cream you put in your mouth.
We had to do an advertisement and I couldn't do it. Do you remember that? Because I had just left the dentist. So I sent this to Dwayne, who's one of the producers of our show, and I was like, I need him to know I'm not full of shit.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to show you that. It may take a little more time.
I could not.
Oh my God.
Need to do this ad today.
Bruh.
It was bad.
Oh, you know.
So when I put numbing cream in my mouth, that's what I sounded like.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
But it was really for my tonsils.
Don't do it.
And then he's like, how did it?
Numbing cream, we've actually said, and that's a tip. Numbing cream just should not be used for sex at all. Because even in terms of using it for anal, a health practitioner actually said, you need to have sensation because you'll know if you're tearing something.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to tell if something is actually painful or not, because that's what lets you know when something either needs to be slower, softer, or whatever. And so numbing cream takes away your ability to know if you're actually damaging something.
Yeah, I'm a sick, sorry, I was trying to pull up another article. I'm a sick nigga, so just knowing like I'm in pain sometimes, like that's how I know I'm nasty. When it hurts a little bit, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take it. Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I have a kind of new segment I think we could do because we've been asking people a lot of fucked up stories. So I thought we can call them horror stories.
Okay.
It's I want y'all to tell us, then you both know each other's shit. Who has the worst dating story?
Probably you.
Yeah.
That's not workplace, nigga.
It's like, you know, it's going to be very hard for us to narrow down the dating pool of him dating guys he doesn't work with.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a restaurant manager.
I was about to say food and beverage.
Yeah.
Food and beverage.
Okay, tell us your worst dating story.
The fact that he hasn't gotten an HR case, hey, sexual assault.
Don't put that on my...
You know what I mean?
Just what happened. And it's so crazy because my new job, I tore a salad. But
oh my God.
All right.
Yes, he does.
Not you being the salad tossing.
And what is a cute customer? I'll be like, how you like your salad sauce?
Oh,
like,
hey. No, you don't.
I'll be right there. How you like your salad sauce?
No, you don't. Yeah. Now that's an HR issue.
It's a question that when you ask them, do you want it light? You know, what you want it?
Light,
medium,
am I heavy?
That's nuts. No pun intended.
Okay. Yeah.
You have nuts too.
Do you get a raise when you learn all of the salads by heart? Because when I worked at Quiznos, no. I got a 75-cent raise when I knew all of the sandwiches without looking at the menu.
Could you name some of them?
I went from 625
to 75. I've been working there for like 4 years and I still don't know all the salads. I just know the employees. That's it.
Mm. We know the salads. Yeah.
So let's get to it. Worst dating story.
I want to say maybe when I took Miami. And the coffee champion.
Not the coffee.
Okay.
I flew him to Miami. Ooh, and then he wanted to. I don't like that word. Because I do stuff. Because
I do too. He got so mad at me one day. Had a whole, like, he's like, you're going to give me an anxiety attack. I'm calling you a drink.
Because I feel like, because I'm a six-figure nigga. And I'm, you know, I'm humble though. Because I worked my way up to the top. Literally. But, I just feel like, you know, give me the verse. I took him to Miami, but he went to like have threesomes and like have sex with other people. And when I took him out there, it was just more of a like, he started fucking other people while I was in the hotel room. And he left me in the Miami club. Was it at Twist in Miami?
Oh, yeah, Twist.
He left me in the club. So some guy gave his number and I'm looking for him. And I went back to the hotel room. He ain't coming to the next day with the walk of shame.
Damn.
And wow. And you flew him out?
I flew him out.
Wow.
Yo, the crazy thing is he's at the nail salon. So the flight leaves in about 3 hours. So we went to the nail salon and they doing our nails. Right? And then I turned around. We about to go to the airport. The nigga had a whole hickey on his neck.
Oh.
I didn't know what told you this.
I didn't know about the hickey part.
Oh, I stole some stuff from you because you don't want to be judged. Nigga had a whole hickey on his neck and I said, what do I do? Do I cancel the flight? Do I just get on the plane? And then, so we flew to Miami. Then we was out there. The nigga that he met in the club, he was buying weed from. And then they left me. It helped me find my worth at that time. because it's like I would never fly a nigga out again. I lied.
With a hickey.
With a hickey.
He would call me on the phone.
Did you fuck him again?
Things are happening. And I'm like, put his ass out.
Yeah, she was like, kick him out the hotel. But I'm not going to fly you out there and have you
be
like,
stranded.
He was stranded.
He came in with his walk of shame after you knew he had entertained another nigga, after you knew he fucked somebody else. Did you still fuck him again?
No. It was actually when we came back to New York, I got fired. And then the day we came back to New York.
Did
it
you
was
get
like,
fired for fucking somebody?
No, I got fired because the bitch didn't like me.
Oh. Mm.
So, and after that, I was moved on to the next employee at the new job.
That's right.
Well, it's just what happened because
good for you that you did not like succumb to the devil that is Dick and fuck him after he tried your ass.
Yeah.
What do you think your worst date is? Where the girlfriend showed up?
Not really. That wasn't the worst.
Oh, well, then what could have been worse?
I think the worst was actually this nigga. Oh, he's so lame, too. I just knew I was hungry. That's why I went on the date anyway. but literally, we went to Philippe, and this nigga was loud, ignorant, only ordered, like, water and, like, a salad.
Oh,
had his laptop out and was playing YouTube videos because he was, like, an upcoming rapper.
Stop it.
Mind you, T.I. was, like, two tables over. It's Philippe, and this nigga got his big old laptop on. Was real rude to the waiters. Oh, and literally, I'm hungry and I know he doesn't have the money for me to really keep ordering shit.
So why were you guys just leave?
Because
did he ask you where you wanted to eat?
This is what happens. Yeah. When niggas say, well, where do you want to go? Yeah. Nigga, I'm a broke bitch. Yeah. You asking me, Philippe?
Yeah. Yeah.
2013 at the prime of where niggas went to Philippe.
So if he didn't have enough
money. And then didn't order anything. Oh, well, I'm not that hungry. So had water and lemon while I ordered food.
You didn't feel guilty? You didn't say take a bite?
Well, I never went out with him again. But when he pulled his laptop out in the placement where his plate should have been, and
yes.
Oh, you thought there was headphones? No,
just
YouTube. No. Loud is playing, no. My nigga. I swear to God, I've shared this thing before. This date before, it was the worst day I've ever had. And now when I see that nigga, I be like, because he be outside.
Yeah,
Is he a rapper still?
I don't know what he is.
And he's a promoter.
He never succumbed to anything. And I'm just going to keep saying succumb. Because it is the word of the goddamn day. But, it was the worst. Like, because also at this time, I thought it was a little something. Like, I hung out with the athletes. I'm that bitch, right? I'm broke as fuck. But I'm that bitch. This nigga had a whole, and it was like a 17-inch laptop. It was embarrassing.
17.
It was the big body on the table at Philippe. Where he wasn't ordering, and only I was ordering food. And I was like, ma'am, it's okay. Like, to the point where, and he didn't leave a tip. So my broke ass, and I noticed it. He complained about something, was like, so I said, can you let me see? And I tipped her the little $20 that I had.
Goofy. It was the worst.
I mean, I've had bad flyouts. I wouldn't consider those dates, but yeah.
What about you?
My worst date or dating situation.
What's your horror story?
I went on a date with this guy. You know, we're DMing and everything, and he hits me up. I was like, okay, we picked a date to go out. So we went out. We had drinks and everything. So I was like, I'm a sex on a first date type of girl. If I like you,
I'll fuck you on
a first date. So I was like, what doesn't matter? So everything is going. So we went back to his place. First red flag. He took me to like the side of the house. And I'm like, where are we going? Like, I see bushes and trees. Like, you know, you rent like a room at the side of someone else's house.
No.
Are you Jamaican?
I don't know. I'm outside someone's house.
Do I want some Jamaican dick or do I hear it in your voice?
I'm Jamaican.
Okay.
But this was here. This is in Queens.
Okay. So I do know that.
Yeah. So we went out to this outhouse.
Outhouse.
So,
that's pretty
not
Jamaican.
You fucked in the shed.
Might as well have been. So I'm committed to the situation. We've been drinking, eating, laughing. I'm horny. I want to fuck. So whatever. I don't have to talk to you after today. So we went get to the side of the house inside. You know, we're getting busy and we're getting kissing and everything. And everything gets down. This nigga could not get it up. Not for all the tea in China. Not for all the silk in India. The shit would not. It was like, is it me?
And you was in the outhouse?
Nah, y'all was drinking.
Y'all was drinking.
But that's it was just, true. When I tell you,
yeah, it was on
gummy worm the whole time. Not even damn. Half. You know that half, that mid?
Yeah. Oh, I'm fucking mid.
Not even.
I'd be like, it's all right. Yeah. I'll burn my pussy. Fuck
not me.
Yeah. Like, you go get out.
And I mean, I'm a little bit, harsh with comments. I'm like, I'm getting irritated now. So, you know, I'm aggressive.
And the accent came out.
Fuck the dick now, get up.
Did he drive you home?
He was like, I don't know. He's like, I jerked off a little before the date. I was anxious or whatever. So,
which is real.
Why. Yeah. I'm like.
But also, you shouldn't be giving pussy to Nan nigga that you already decided you wasn't gonna hit up or talk to after that.
Why? I disagree.
Maybe.
If you know
you're not gonna
before
talk to
the date is over, I never want to talk to you again. There's no way I'm also blessing
maybe,
you with
oh,
pussy.
I don't know. Maybe after sex. Maybe after sex.
Hold on, but wait, if it was good, I'll probably everybody in the room, we should actually decide. Because see, for me, if someone's cute enough and I'm like, he's trash, I'm
but
like,
you know, you never want to talk or see him again.
I might get some dick at you, yeah. Why am I gonna waste my time?
I do that
okay, so we're on yes. You're on no. Billy?
I'm a yeah.
Yomi? No. Wolf? You see it both ways.
Oh
Eden?
My God.
You fucking.
PC. I'm fucking.
We trash.
I'm not seeing you again?
Y'all are all trash.
Well, those are my young
and then imagine. Okay, so you know why I say no? Mm-hmm. Because not only do I not want to talk to you, not only do I know this ain't going nowhere. Now what if 6 months down the line, I meet your best friend and I really like his ass. And now I have to explain how your ass got the pussy off one night. And now you may block me
that's
from the love
real
of my life.
Dramatization.
And, yeah, but yeah. It's not because it's happened to me, bro. Bro, it's happened. Okay. The nigga I wanted to marry was like, well,
I would want him at our wedding.
This is very personal.
Oh, yeah. So now.
Who did you want to marry? Q?
No, bro, the nigga in DC.
As long as
and I fucked his
purpose.
Friend. Before I fucked him, I was like, but it wasn't even good.
But I'm heavy on denying it. Did you fuck him?
Right. Oh. You just denied it.
Lie, exactly. Oh,
well, no, because...
Lie, you never seen him in his whole life.
He knew.
Oh.
I'm like,
there you go.
Wait.
I knew something was missing.
Now. You fucked this nigga.
I fucked the nigga. Then I met his friend at his birthday party. And then I... hung like the friend because the friend was fine and then fucked the friend in the nigga's house that I had fucked and then we kept fucking and then when we started liking each other the nigga in DC when we started liking each other he was like well that's my bro he would be there with like we could never go beyond that because he couldn't get past the fact that
but
I fucked
the
friend first.
You said you met the friend at the birthday party. You didn't meet the friend at his house?
No, I met him at a birthday party on this was in Miami on a boat. The boats are fun. And then
how did you realize, did you know it was his house that you fucked in when you met him?
Yeah, I fucked them both in the same bed. I know, I'm not shit. Bitch, I was 21.
Wait, at the same time? Okay. No.
No, different. Mm. But I fucked his friend at his house, but he went home. Mm. I was trifling. I'm no longer this person, but I possibly missed out on the love of my life.
I don't know if that's trifling, actually.
Mind you, and this nigga just recently hit me up, asked me to unblock him from his business page. And I said, for what?
Not the business
mind page. You, while telling me he's now a father. We're not doing this. Go be a father.
The guy with the horrible sex situation.
No, we had like, emotions.
Daddies be hot sometimes.
He saw me on Fifth Avenue and we locked eyes. And I said, you better not say anything.
The gummy?
Don't say
not the gummy.
To me. I swear to God, if you walk
you want to give him another chance?
No.
See? What if he was positive he could get it hard?
But like, you're like it was just an... aren't you embarrassed? Why you want to talk to me?
Did he at least offer to eat pussy?
Like, no. I was just so... I don't see a hard penis. This was just... I was over it.
You didn't want him to be a munch?
At the time. Like, you know, like at that time, you just wanted, you know, you just wanted.
Yeah. You'd be on the ass and you just want to fuck.
So my homegirl recently, actually it's Colette, who, if anyone remembers, I used to fuck her. And now she's been in my house for 2 months. She's staying in my spare bedroom because she's like living between here and Europe. So she's like, oh, can I stay there? Whatever. So we've been sharing dating stories and she's like, I need to have sex. So she goes on some app, I can't remember. And basically this guy and her have been trading pics and he tells her like, oh, she's like, he's like, when's the last time you've had sex? Which she thought was weird. She's like, oh, a few weeks ago. He's like, well, for me, it's been a while. Like I've been meeting women, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't get it up. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, huh. I'm like, if he's warning you, that's not good. But also, he works for Dior and he's hot.
It's giving ED. Just take the discount.
But take, take the discount.
Take the discount.
So she goes on a date with him and she's like, fuck it. I just want to have sex. Like, she is so funny. She was getting dressed for the date. She's like, she's such a thick, you're asking. I don't even want to fuck him. I just want to get the bag. But anyway, So they go on this date. She gets to his house. She said the house was nice. And like, he starts making out with her. And now he's fingering her. She says she knows it was going to be bad because he already asked her, did she come? She's like, being asked, of course. You got to ask, no.
But also off the finger? Are we in high school?
Second,
it's a little bit so more
she's
than
like,
that.
They're trying to have sex, but he can't get hard, right? And she's like, I guess she had the idea because she said he was just trying so hard that he could get hard on his own. So she said, do you want me to watch you jerk off? And he said, yes. She said the second he touched his own dick, he was hard.
Okay.
Then she said he starts jerking off, looking at her like, oh, I think I'm going to come. And she was like, oh, well, go ahead. Like, blah, blah, blah. She says he's talking in the middle of conversation, comes spilling out of his dick, literally while he's in the middle of talking. She says, no moan, not even nothing.
He probably over
day, yeah.
She said she had to run out of there. She's like, I thought he was going to kill me. But when I thought about it, I was like, I think he might have just been on like Prozac or some shit or Lexapro. Because why else would your body have this response? But like your brain, that shit is not, if someone came while making no noise, I would have freaked out.
Eye contact, yeah, conversation.
Anyway, no, but do you like
I just feel like with that, lately I've been experiencing anxiety with sex, right? And then we just did an episode with Wolf and he taught me some lessons. He was really teaching the females, but I wrote some
of those lessons. Oh, Wolf taught his own.
All right, Wolf.
Teaching, heard you, Wolf.
You ain't teaching people. What do you say? Save the day.
And he was like, you just got to be present because I have bad anxiety. So he was like, you just got to be. He was talking to the females. But again, I wrote in my book. And he was like, you just got to be present. So
he
I'll be.
That to his plants, too.
We're actually not. We're not going to do this. No. Being present is actually something we all don't really do during sex. Because if you think about it, we're thinking about a lot of other shit. Maybe how we look, just whatever, yeah. Like sinking in the moment and being present is, I can say for the first time, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, and since I gained weight, it's just like, you worry about that extra roll is like.
Honestly, right? Being cute is something a lot of people don't have. It's true.
What?
I agree.
It's the truth. I You're agree. Cute. So like, yeah,
but
like,
right? Where am I? That was,
you, that's what I'm saying. You how should you feel better about yourself.
Like, not like saying, how he should have received that.
Where
I mean, where about your, where about your positives? That's the message here.
Okay, there we go. But basically, what I was trying to say is like, being cute is something people don't have. So, whatever, you gained weight, but at least you got something that a lot of people don't.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's how I was able to make it through my weight gain.
Okay.
I was like, well, I'm actually cute and I'm fun. Mm-hmm. So niggas are still fun.
Okay.
So speaking of workplace romances and all the employees you fucked, Mandy doesn't have sex with anyone she works Ever. With.
I won't even have niggas I want to fuck on this podcast because this is work.
Is that why Larry June can't come?
I told you multiple times. No. Because eventually, if I have the opportunity, that's what I want. And once he comes on the pod, he's now my coworker.
So
he can't come on the pod.
We've talked about it a few times. A lot of people find workplace romances back in the day. But now I think the way that people meet each other is online. Mm-hmm. So curious to know, have you ever dated, you, Renee, dated somebody from work, fuck somebody at work? Because we know you the king.
I've never dated anyone, but I'm not opposed to it.
Have you fucked anyone at work?
Yes.
Who?
Oh. I was like, I don't tell you everything.
Oh. Oop, not y'all have a secret in this friendship.
Who was it?
I'll tell you.
Oh.
Was it good?
It was.
Did you go back?
Of course.
Did y'all fuck on the job?
No, not on the job. Not on site.
Oh.
Always off site. I was okay. Like, he had like a girlfriend, so we used to like, go to little.
Well, shout out to you for that. But goddamn job.
You remember those $40 hotels back in the day?
I had sex at the job?
No, with someone you worked with.
Yes,
you used to be working in clubs.
Definitely fucked the bar.
You think about it.
Oh, wait.
Thank you, Mandy.
Not the club. What about outside of the club? Ever a regular job?
What were you talking about?
Hey, back to the guests.
We spend so much time at work.
Yes.
Because I can't believe Mandy has it.
We spend so
much. Yeah, I'm surprised.
This is too. So normal. Right. You know me?
Everybody has. I fucked someone after he quit.
Okay, that kind of
that
counts.
Don't count.
No, it doesn't.
That don't count.
It's not as fun.
I was so happy he quit.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, that's like, damn.
We had just said earlier, fucking at work, not at work, but like someone you work with is
almost cool.
Like,
and the little, that okay, sexual so attention. Like,
no,
the
fuck
job?
The sexual attention.
Ooh.
If it's bad, how does that affect you at work?
Oh,
I'm the manager, so you got to get it written up.
Like, so, right?
You got me. I'm going to take that personal. personal. I risked my job for you to give me bad dick.
What's in the write-up? That's acceptable.
Lack of performance. Lack of productivity. You did not produce anything.
Yes.
Horrible guest experience.
That's a final.
And come like the next time, you're terminated.
Damn.
Okay. So how with employees, have you ever fucked two at the same time that were working?
Bitch. Remember at this job? I had one drop me off. He was clocking in, and then I had three of them on one shift.
Yeah.
And I did something with two of them.
And one of them was the whole put the gun on the dresser type of one. I'm like, you finna get a shot.
Working together?
Is
this the McDonald's?
This is a company that shut down. I forgot what it's called, but
you would say shut down.
Yeah, for you. Yeah.
Let me go ahead and protect
myself. So tell us about fucking at work. Where would you fuck at work in a restaurant?
All right, so this particular day.
Wait, I want to hear him fucking the three people.
No, this particular day, and I probably didn't tell you about the other job, but this particular day, I call him Bird Bath. That's a different story. He got me off at work. Because he smelled like a bird bath ass nigga.
Always work together to help him with his scheme. So I had to keep the other one upstairs, give him a task.
The only reason we call him bird bath is because in the summertime, he started stinking. Don't say that because that's embarrassing.
Oh.
He started stinking in the summertime. So we have the sandy rags, right? Like the rags that you wipe down and sanitize stuff.
That's what he smelled
so
like.
So we had extra. Extra. So he was like, "This look good for a bird bath." And I said, "Bitch, he's done."
And mind you, he had already told me, like, he was calling me. She was like, "I don't think this nigga be taking showers.
Yeah.
I don't be hearing the shower running." I'm like, "So what do you mean?" I said, she said, "I think if you just..."
Girl, say it louder for
us. I think he's not here. Because he was like in the room with him. I guess he was in the bathroom, so he couldn't wait. So he called me. He was like, "I don't think this nigga be taking showers." I'm like, "What do you mean?" But me and my other coworker and friend, we already, you know, got a whiff. So we was like, didn't want to tell him. I was like, does Billy know
this? How good does he look?
It's not that good, but he's like the right type of hood. Like,
and he be talking like, "Yeah, because, you know, I got money to lose to make."
You a dirty nigga.
No.
You nigga that you know don't take baths?
Man, I didn't know he didn't take baths. I was just young. And, you know, hood dick at a young age and DL dick is amazing. I love a good DL. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, "Well, this all makes sense." So he was like, "I think he be taking bird baths." So the sandy rag situation had came up.
The next day.
And he went, you know, that did that little rag thing. I could take bird baths with this. So I just started crying. So I was like, I just started laughing. He was like, why'd you find this so funny?
Why be against taking we don't have a lot of white people here.
Why not?
Like, what the fuck keeps you?
What rushes
you? You're dirty.
Baby, I'm not dirty.
If you fuck dirty niggas, it's the same thing. Like
he was young.
When bitches break up with a nigga and be like, "Oh, and you got skid marks in your drawers, bitch, you a dirty bitch." You fucking a nigga with the skid mark.
It's the same thing like fucking with somebody from the Bronx.
What do you mean?
I don't even live in the Bronx.
But you're not from the Bronx.
But I lived there for 8 fucking years.
I'm from the Bronx. What you talking about?
And this nigga loves
the Bronx.
What?
About to fucking run down on your
ass.
That's
crazy.
All right, if you're a true New Yorker, you know when people be like, "I'm from the Bronx," you be looking at them like, "Oh, hold on now."
No. But I guess you're not
from the Bronx. You're not from here.
But even worse.
What kind of soap do you use?
Box soap, Dove soap?
No, I do Dove.
The bar?
No, I have the
I just
the
found gel. Out because I've been using.
I thought the Dove soap out the bar was like something to do. Do you know I was reading an article where it said that shit does nothing for your body?
Ooh.
Dove soap?
The bar.
The bar, yeah.
And then it don't do nothing when you just apply it to your skin. You should have something to like, so I have like the glove and then I have like a wash rag.
Oh, I love a glove.
Oh, no,
okay, let's get back to company work.
In your defense, what, nigga?
When you young and you want DL dick, it's different. Like, you're going to see,
your age. We're talking about 25 and over.
All right.
Wait, question. Is DL dick that good?
It's the spontaneous. Like, he cheated on me. He cheated on his girlfriend with me. So I love that.
I love the fact that I took you from a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you trifling.
I watch Bobby Lights. And right now they got a dude on there who he found out had a girlfriend. I don't know if y'all watched the show. But literally, he was like, how the fuck this nigga got a bitch? And why am I turned on? Because does she know that her man is over here trying to pop my pussy?
I get it. Oh
my feelings was hurt when he cheated on me with a female, though. He said, my nigga, ain't the same thing. Relax. So now, doing too much. But my feelings was hurt because you cheated on me with a female. Like,
would it have been better if it was a guy?
I don't know if I want to hear you.
Go back to the... Okay. Where do you fuck at work?
All right, so it was one time. So he dropped me off at work, and then I had to do inventory. So I went downstairs, and I was in the freezer counting. And then the other one that came downstairs, he was like, "What you doing?" I was like, "Inventory." And then he just started unbuckling my pants, gave me head down there
in the freezer. But did your dick get hard in the cold?
It did. It was getting warmed up.
I'm always asking you on.
And then even when I was at the other job, I did it. I was doing inventory. It's always inventory. I was doing inventory again. And then my boo, I made him assistant manager at the time. And I got to give him
a promotion.
If I'm eating, you eat.
So when the dick is good, you get promotions. And when it's bad, you fire them.
Yes.
Wow.
I think that's reasonable.
It's reasonable.
How can we all discuss some rules for dating in the workplace? I feel like we should.
I slow down because my job paid me too good now, and I'm not willing to lose my job.
Who's giving you matured?
I did. After 30, I definitely matured. I slowed down. I know what I want now. You know, I want great things for me, you know, and those people at work can't do nothing for me. I can't afford to lose what I have.
Yeah, now you can afford wage to fly dick in. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong
with that. Now I want to get flown out. Though. So I'm asking her how to be a baddie. So you want me to call me Billy the baddie now? Because I'm trying to be a baddie. I want to get flown out.
Do you have any tips for dating in the workplace?
The two people that are dating in the workplace, they got to have a conversation about are we just fucking? Are we trying to have a relationship?
Almost like sped up more than anybody else.
Yeah.
I just read an article about dating in the workplace, and it says, the number one tip is to have a breakup plan. Mm-hmm. Agree at the beginning that you will handle it, how you would handle a potential breakup, avoiding a messy fallout, because obviously it's just not you and your partner involved. And everybody should know, although I do not think an office should ever have a
date. I don't think nope. so.
Dating part, what?
I don't think everyone should know that y'all are fucking with each other.
No. I'm saying I don't think an office should have a dating policy. Like, I don't think it's fair to tell two people they can't have a relationship. I think only like if even, one is even a subordinate.
And that's what I was going to say. There's a power dynamic to where I don't think that creates a fair...
I think it's fucked up to say... Because here's what will happen, right? If I'm close in proximity to a homegirl at work, right now I have a really close friend of my job with Kenya. Mm-hmm. If we fell out, it might be worse than a fucking breakup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So how are you going to say I can't have a romantic relationship, but everybody else goes and hangs at the bar and does all this shit together on the weekends?
Yeah.
Stop. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's right to police people's relationships, but I do think it's right to do it if one is a subordinate. I think that, because then you could promote a nigga to assistant
manager. Has benefits.
But I think how my relationships happen at work was, you know, when you go on break, it's what you eating for lunch today. You go, you build a relationship, you eat Chipotle. Oh, sorry. But I just gave up my tea. But you know,
you be getting dick off Chipotle bowls?
No. But I'm just saying in general. That's how it starts. Like,
it starts even with Chipotle.
No, like you're like, oh, come with me. We're shopping after work. We go shopping together. We're building a bond. I know more about you. You know more about me.
Yeah.
Then it's like you start having conversations. Oh, you going through a breakup? A shoulder to cry on is a dick to ride on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking yeah,
come talk to.
That's funny.
Hey guys, follow and listen to you guys.
You can follow us at 25 and Over Club on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you could subscribe to us on YouTube, 25 and Over Club, and
listen to us
on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite.
And all the trifling ass stories that come with being 25 and over. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining.
Thank you, y'all.
Wow, wasn't expecting this.
We love toxic, and also Billy's always in our town hall. You don't need to share another one this month.
Yes.
I was mad when y'all canceled. I was like, fuck, I was waiting.
It's okay. It's coming.
I was thinking.
Guys, and you guys know, if you want more bonus content or want to take part in our town halls, join us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. You do have to type in the whole thing because we are 18 and up, but you get one bonus episode a month, including the town hall. And if you're in any of the top tiers, you're able to join us for the town hall. Top tier gets Patreon only merch. So make sure you join us at patreon.com
/ Horrible Decisions. By the way, every Thursday you could catch me on MTV's Date My Playlist. I believe we're in like our last week here. So check that out. We're towards the end, but that's on the MTV YouTube channel. That's MTV's Date My Playlist. And anything else coming up that you know? No? All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And we'll leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip or not. You'll deal with it if we don't. Thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye, Betty.
Bye. Bye.
One of our most popular episodes we've ever had were guests with disabilities. And I think it's because, you know, everybody's curious. We all want to know. And it's like, this is like our secret way of figuring out, does your dick work?
You hear me? I want to keep it funky with you.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold back on no jokes either.
What's the disability that you got?
I was spinal cord injury. When I was 18, I was in a football scholarship, and a lady was texting and driving and ran me off the road right after practice, and I broke my neck in two places.
Now, your name is Fletcher. Let's start with that. Fletcher, yep. You're known on IG as Rolling on Faith, but some people call you the Wheelchair Nomad. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I obtained a nickname, the Wheelchair Nomad, because I do a lot of traveling and moving and grooving.
How long have you been disabled? Like, how old are you?
I'm 31. 12-12. My birthday coming up. 32. I know, right? Getting old.
Nigga getting old for real.
For real.
So, I know you said, like, you know, the texting and driving, which is, it's so crazy because we take for granted so much. Like, we're like technology, you know what I mean? And, like, actually just having an experience just to drive and not text, people can't do anymore. When it happened to you, did you think that there was a chance that you would walk again? Like, what was that experience like?
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Being 18 years young, you have the idealization, like, oh, damn, like, I really can't walk. You know what I'm saying? And especially being an athlete, like, I've relied on my physical capabilities my entire life. And I was blessed enough to receive a football scholarship. And then when my physical abilities were taken away, I was like, damn, what am I gonna do now? But, you know, fortunately, my parents instilled education inside of me. So I went back to college and got a degree in computer science. But it was tough in the beginning, and because that's the main goal, is like, all right, I need to walk. But then you start to learn what it really means to be paralyzed. It was like, before I walk, maybe I should learn how to put my shirt on first. Maybe I should learn how to get myself dressed. Maybe, you know, it's like levels to it. It ain't just like not being able to walk.
What were basic things that you like that were super frustrating? I'm sure you know, I mean, it's been, what, 12, 13 years now?
13 years, yep.
What was something basic that you were like, fuck, I can't do this, and it was difficult for you? Basic needs with yourself.
In the beginning, or like now that I'm 30, 31? Because it changed throughout the times.
Tell us.
So like, you know, like being honest, like when I was 18, I got hurt, and then you paralyzed. First day, 18-year-old thing, can I still have sex? Like, that's the first thing you start thinking of.
Was you fucking that young? When did you start fucking?
Now, you can't tell nobody, but I lost my virginity at 14.
That ain't that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. I was too young to be doing what I was doing. I'll never forget.
Little boys is fast.
Yeah, I got hit for the first time in 7th grade, and I lost my virginity in the 8th grade. Yep.
Now,
that sound about
you
normal.
You did think, is your dick gonna work, but did it work?
Absolutely. What, so that's what, you know, you go to the doctors and they give you all, you know, the blue diamonds and all the Cialis and all that stuff. So, you know, everybody's body's different. So what it may work for me.
At 18?
Oh, yeah. You get it right to it. Well, I was still fresh in my injury. So like after like a year of like, all right, before you start thinking about that, let's work on therapy. You know what I'm saying?
So after the accident, you went a year then not having sex. Because they wanted to.
Yeah, I would say like a year. I would say like a year and a half. Yeah.
Did you have any exes that you was fucking before the injury that came back and fucked you after the injury?
No, not
to give you pity, pussy.
No, not before, not before and after. I wish, but not before and after. So like, unfortunately, the situation I was involved in, just being young, she ended up breaking up with me when I was in the hospital. And
no, she didn't.
I wouldn't even call her that. She good people. She was just young.
How did she do it? No, fuck her. Fuck her.
I ain't that type of nigga. I can't do it like that. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying?
I can do it.
That's still my homie. She was just like, because I was a freshman in college. She was a senior in high school. And she was just like, you know, Fletch, everybody's been coming up to me. How's Fletch? I've had to check into therapy. I just need a break from everything. You know, I think it's a best if we just, you know, take some time apart. And I was like, bitch, I mean, I see you. Like, I did what? I, like, this ain't the time for this. At least wait till I got to a regular room.
That part, yeah. I'm like, damn, she could have waited a little bit.
But I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and plus, being that quote-unquote star athlete and then being paralyzed, you think, you know, she 18, she gonna have to take care of this nigga. She gonna have to do this, she gonna have to do that. But then the nigga bossed up and was like, okay, damn, Matt Fletcher right here doing his thing.